Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ty, the supervisor on the floor. How can I help you?
Todd, my name is Doris Campbell. I purchased a couple of the skincare products back in October of 2020. The other girl told me that I had put a check mark by continuing to get these monthly orders at the charge of $94.90. I did not call back after the 14 days, and quite frankly, I didn't even remember checking that box. Therefore, I have spent $600 with your company, which I am very upset about. I knew these charges were coming in, but I had no idea what they were for or anything. I've contacted my Discovery card, and if I can't get some kind of redemption today with you, then Discovery is going to call on my behalf, along with the fact if they can't get anything resolved, then the Better Business Bureau is going to hear about your company. I want this cleared up.
Okay, so what's going on? To make sure I'm on the right account, what's the shipping address to verify?
1775 Winchester Road, Huntsville, Alabama, 35811.
Thank you for that. All right, give me a few moments. Okay. There we go. Yes, so I do see that you did a trial for the Lavish Grace skincare products.
Yes.
The skincare cream and skincare serum. You see a trial for those items. We did a 14-day trial on a 30-day supply. And since there wasn't a cancellation within 14 days, we charged full retail price and put you on a recurring bill 30 days later.
Yes, and that's what the girl just got through telling me. But, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that these prices were going to be $94.90. I didn't even realize I had signed up for a promotion like this.
Mm-hmm.
All I expected was one time only. But $600 during these day and time, that is way too much to be charged. And I want a refund on this.
And apologize for the misunderstanding. That's what happened. My green sells terms and conditions to make the charges valid. But what I'll do is just I do see that the agent refunded the charges from March as he was approved of. What I'll be able to do, so I'm not able to refund the full charges. What I'll do is I'll refund the charge from February, 50% of those charges from February, 50% of each charge. Well, I can refund you that. Yes, ma'am, for each charge. Yes, ma'am.
February and March?
Now you refund in full from March. I can refund, not even tamper with the full charge from March, from February. What I can do is just apply my employee discount and offset the charge since it was a misunderstanding.
I'm sorry, that doesn't make any sense. This company you're working for, I mean, you know, how many people have you screwed with this?
No, no, we haven't screwed anyone. Yeah,
right. Uh-huh. Well, you screwed me for sure. My Discovery account, I'm going to turn it over to them and let them deal with you if you can't give me more than that.
So, it doesn't matter, just that the charges are valid, and by going to terms and conditions, it doesn't make it a valid charge. I have to find some kind of way to get around that. I'm still going to find some more discounts.
You're not a valid charge if you don't know that you're being charged that.
It's on by agreeing to terms and conditions.
$600.
Yeah, I get mad. By agreeing to terms and conditions makes it a valid charge. Just give me a few moments, and I'll see what I can do. Just give me one moment. Okay, so I was able to find a discount. I was able to find some more discount. Another discount to offset the charges. So what we're able to do is I do see that the charges for March are already refunded. What I can do is also refund the full price of the charges from February also.
Well, you've already told me that. So you're going to give me $94.90 two times.
You're charged charged $94.90 in March and also in February.
Well, how about all the other months? That's just two.
Yes, ma'am. I was giving one moment. So I am able to refund you $361.60.
That's not even half of what I've spent.
I started from March and February.
You told me that a while ago.
Yes, ma'am.
How about January? How about October, November, and December?
We didn't charge you in October.
Okay.
No. The first charge I ever made was from December 30th. That was for $10.90.
Okay.
That's right.
Go back to December then.
Let me see if I can get proof of the charges for January, and then as far as I can go. Since we already have refunded the charges from March and February. Give me one moment. One moment. So what I'm able to do, so I was able to also refund the charges from, you can refund the charge from January, but as far as I can go.
Okay.
So, so refund the charge from January, and I'll be, charge from January and February, I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
There you go. So I have refunded the charges from March to January. You receive an email for each charge letting you know that you've been refunded. Letting you know it's been refunded. The email is also the refund confirmation. Did the agent give you a cancellation number for confirmation?
No, she did not.
That's right. Let me give you the cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So it is C as in Charlie. 0, E as in Echo, B as in Bravo, A as in Apple, 60606, F as in Frank.
Okay, and can you give me the total amount that you're refunding me?
$542.40.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ty, the supervisor on the floor. Hope you have a great day.
You too.